Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Good to see you, Mike.
Good to see you, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And last week we had a guest player, Ben Zimmer of the Wall Street Journal, who did an incredible job, and you left us with a challenge at the end of that show.
Yes, I did. I said start with the phrase bell tower, rearrange the letters to spell a six-letter word you might see above a knob on a stereo, and a three-letter word that means, in a way, the opposite of the first word. What words are they?
Well, sitting in the studio like we are, I was able to figure out treble and low.
Yes, and Ben Zimmer also got that very quickly, being a word person. I guess I would have expected that.
Yes, very impressive.
All right, Ian, on November 22nd, 1791, 13-year-old William Gaston became the first student enrolled at what we know today as Georgetown University. Due to an illness, he soon also became its first dropout. So this week, we've got a little Georgetown of our own. I've brought questions about famous Georges.
Okay.
Born on July 22, 2013, George Alexander Lewis is the first, and so far only, child of what famous couple?
That is the prince and the princess.
Yes, Prince William and Kate Middleton. And George's official title is His Royal Highness George of Cambridge, and he is third in line to succeed Queen Elizabeth II. On the southern shore of Lake George in upstate New York is Fort William Henry, the site of a 1757 siege during the Seven Years' War. The fort and the siege are used as the backdrop for the novel The Last of the Mohicans by what author?
That's James Fenimore Cooper.
Yes, it is. As of 2013, there are seven Georges in the Baseball Hall of Fame. The most recent of the seven is which player, who spent his entire 21-year career with the same team and is the only George who was elected in his first year of eligibility?
That's George Brett.
Yes, he was elected in 1999 after playing 21 years for which team? Bonus point?
The KC Royals.
KC Royals, yes. In the original Curious George stories, written between 1941 and 1966, the only other recurring character is the person who originally brings George from Africa to the big city. Who is it?
His keeper.
Yes, but what is he familiarly known as in the books?
The man.
With?
The monkey.
The man with the monkey. No, he's identified by something he wears.
I don't know.
You don't know that?
Nope.
No. He's called the man with the yellow hat.
Oh, that sounds familiar, yeah.
Yes, and we've sort of alluded to this, but he's actually not named in any of those original stories. And finally, the cover of the first issue of George, founded by John F. Kennedy Jr. and described by critics as the political magazine for people who don't understand politics, featured Cindy Crawford dressed appropriately as which famous political figure?
I guess Martha Washington?
No, even more appropriate. You're very close.
George Washington.
George Washington, yes. She was dressed up as George Washington for the cover of George magazine. If she was on the cover of Martha Stewart magazine, then she'd be Martha Washington. But see, it's George, so George. See how that works.
Except Martha Washington's not living, so she couldn't have been on the Martha Stewart.
Oh, I see what you did there. Who is your favorite person named George? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit questions, or this challenge. George?
Start with the word Georgetown. Add an N, then rearrange the result to spell a three-word phrase, three letters in the first word, three letters in the second word, five letters in the third, that tells what a student who doesn't know all the answers might do on an exam. What is the phrase?
Mike George Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge. I won't cheat off your paper, and we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
I'll see you next week, George.